Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, today's Irish Times is reporting that electronic monitoring or tagging of prisoners is to be overseen by a private company. The plan is an attempt to tackle the chronic overcrowding in our prison system. It's the first time any part of the criminal justice system has been privatised. One group that has taken issue with this development is the Irish Penal Reform Trust. And Saoirse Brady of the Trust joins us now. Good evening, Saoirse.
Good evening, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, Saoirse. Before we get to the privatised nature of this initiative, where does the Penal Trust, the Penal Reform Trust, stand on tagging itself?
So I suppose we can understand why the government is looking at electronic monitoring and tagging as a way to alleviate overcrowding, given the chronic nature of it at the moment. You know, we are heading towards the 6,000 mark for people in prison. But I suppose the discussion is around tagging people who may be on remand or, you know, who would otherwise be in pretrial detention. I suppose our concern is what we've seen in other jurisdictions is that where electronic monitoring is introduced, it can widen the criminal justice net. So people who would never, have been remanded into custody in the first place may then be issued with a tag. Now, we note that this is only a pilot project, so we're thinking down the line. But I suppose we would have a concern that if it is used for people who have never been convicted of an offence, it may undermine the presumption of innocence. We also know that in our other jurisdictions, you know, it isn't as accurate as people may think. So, you know, we've seen the American Council for Civil Liberties, for example, come out and talk about how they think it should be eliminated completely because, you know, it isn't accurate. And they've seen instances where people have been wearing a tag and have been returned to custody for simply going out in the street and putting their bin out at night. It disproportionately impacts certain cohorts of people. So, for example, people with disabilities, they find it very difficult to wear a tag. In other jurisdictions, we've seen people from ethnic minorities, be overrepresented when it comes to electronic monitoring. And given that we see here that Irish travellers are hugely overrepresented in the prison population or the criminal justice system overall, you know, we would have concerns about that as all. Certainly it is a measure that needs to be explored, but we urge caution about how it would be introduced and that it would be done so ethically. The evidence isn't always there either to show that it either improves public safety or, you know, is effective at reducing reoffending, because very often people are returned to prison for breaching the conditions attached to a tag rather than reoffending. So there are a lot of questions over this, Katie.
Okay, and that's the actual pilot tagging program itself. But in relation to the privatised nature then of this initiative, as I said there in the introduction, this is the first time that any element of the criminal justice system will be privatised. And you have some concerns on that front as well.
We would have concerns about that. Now, there was a private company that did monitor tagging before, and it was actually discontinued by the Irish Prison Service back in 2021 because they didn't feel it represented value for money, because about 1.1 million was spent on tagging 151 people. So, you know, if you were paying money to a private company, we would question, well, one, How are they going to interact with the criminal justice agencies that are there? Like, who is ultimately going to be responsible for overseeing if somebody breaches a condition related to their tag? The private company isn't going to do that. And I think there is a misconception that, you know, by electronically tagging somebody, that you're going to stop crime in real time. That is not the case. There could be days of a delay in terms of the private company notifying. Who is it? Is it the guards? Is it the probation service? And certainly, you know, by pouring money into a private company, while we understand that all the criminal justice agencies at the moment are hugely overstretched and maybe, you know, don't have the staff or personnel to be able to do this themselves, like, who's ultimately going to be responsible if somebody falls between the cracks? And we would think that that money would be better spent at other initiatives that we know are proven to reduce reoffending, you know, like a bail support scheme that the minister has, you know, announced in Budget 2026. And we know today there was a press release from the Department of Justice saying that the minister has gotten permission to bring forward the civil and criminal law miscellaneous provisions bill, which will expand the use of community service orders and also mean that judges will have to give reasons for why they would choose custody over community sanctions. And, you know, that is all very welcome. But, you know, we just have to think about putting money towards a private company. And if we look at what's happened in the UK, the House of Lords have recently published a report. They conducted an inquiry into electronic monitoring being administered by a private company over there, or actually a couple of private companies, because they swapped it because one wasn't effective. And they had serious concerns about it, to the point where I think they described it as dire. And, you know, they felt that the evidence wasn't there to support its continued use or expansion. And they didn't feel that the private companies did a proper job of overseeing it.
Now, there has been a report put together from the Prison Overcrowding Response Group already, which reported to the previous Minister for Justice in 2024. We haven't seen that report yet, have we?
We saw that report, but what that report said was that it had it made a recommendation around electronic monitoring, and it actually recommended that we look at electronic monitoring for people convicted of sex offences because statistically they are less likely to reoffend. And obviously there would be a risk assessment done and it would be granted on an individual basis. But that recommendation was actually turned down by the previous minister because there was a subgroup set up then, and I think this is what the Irish Times is referring to. There was a subgroup set up on electronic monitoring, and we have not yet seen that report. Oh. So that was the report that we have not seen. So, you know, this the tender has gone out for the pilot, yet we haven't seen that report. And we just think for transparency's sake and for accountability's sake, it would be good to see what they actually recommended and how this fits with the original recommendation that was made to the minister.
OK, we'll leave it there. Many thanks for that. That's Saoirse Brady there from the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Many thanks.